I'm Chad Fenner, and I'm talking about the magic of Minecraft. Your only limit is your imagination. Tony Robbins. Today I'm going to be talking about how the video game Minecraft is helping millions of children of all ages improve their reading and communication abilities, as well as assisting them in learning to share their emotions with other online players. Minecraft has also made it possible for people who find it difficult to make friends in the real world. Instead, they are able to make friends online. You might be wondering how a video game can make changes to someone's life. Let me tell you how it can. When I was in grade 3, I wasn't the most popular person in the class. I did have friends, but it was just a small group. I always found it harder than most people to make friends, maybe because I have ADD or attention deficit disorder. People like me have trouble paying attention in school and concentrating in general. It also causes people like me to have difficulty with friendships and emotional relationships. I started playing Minecraft in the middle of my third grade year. It was very popular then in my school, and I started playing on a server back then known as Lifeboat. It no longer exists. They were so kind and friendly to me, even though I was a complete stranger to them. It didn't matter to them that they didn't know me. What mattered was that I was new and needed help, and they came to help me. I became friends with many of them. One of the great things about Minecraft is the mystery of the player. The reason it is great is because no one knows what race, age, or gender you are. So in a way, it's a getaway for most players to escape to a somewhat virtual haven where they are accepted for what they can do and not for who they are. Minecraft is educational, and here's why. It's self-explanatory and enhances their basic abilities such as reading and writing because it introduces creativity, self-direction, and collaboration. If you don't know how to spell a word in the game, you can look at other players' spellings to help you figure it out. Problem-solving and planning skills are taught in Minecraft. When night falls in the game, different types of dangerous creatures come out, meaning that before nightfall, the player should have already strategized how to deal with the situation. That they already have a makeshift shelter, enough food to get through the night, and weapons to defend themselves. Maths is heavily used in this game, and players learn mathematical concepts to be more successful in the game. Some kids have even asked their mothers to test them on multiplication flashcards, so they can play more effectively. Things they've never done before. One of the reasons players learn the concepts easier is because they have to work out how much food is needed to go mining, how much to divide amongst players, and how much space they will need to build a structural city. This year has been an eye-opener for schools as our world coped with navigating the challenges of COVID-19 and whole nations went into hard lockdowns. Schools were instructed to close. Many school leaders needed to adapt their curricula for online learning, and while researching what they could implement as part of their online education, they considered Minecraft Education Edition. This program includes lessons in science, maths, and coding, to name a few. My school is an example of one that incorporated Minecraft education into our schooling from home timetable so that learners up to the age of 15 could benefit from continued learning while having some fun and connecting with their friends during the isolation of coronavirus. Minecraft has given me a sense of confidence and creativity. It has made me happier and stronger as a person, and in the past 7 years, millions of children have started playing Minecraft. In fact, there are currently over 100 million players worldwide. They have found this to be their way to escape a difficult world and be themselves without being judged for being different and unique. Not only has the game allowed them to have fun and learn, their success makes them feel worthy, a feeling that is not often experienced by children such as these. Minecraft isn't just a game. For many, it's a life savior. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode from the Solid Gold Podcast Studios.